Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Have you ever heard of a bird called a glossy ibis? Well, if you haven't, you might start spotting them a little more often because the rare winter migrant is spending more time in Ireland. And my next guest recently spotted one in Lough Atolla in Galway, and he joins me on the line now. Fionn O'Donoghue, ornithologist and filmmaker. Good morning to you.
How are you, Claire? How's things?
Great, and good to have you with us, and delighted to find out about this glossy ibis that you spotted recently. Not something, I take it, you were expecting to see.
No. Like, I was down just looking at the Lough Atolla. As you mentioned, it's a great place for all sorts of waders. It's a tidal lock, so a lot of mud flats and stuff where a lot of birds do congregate. But no, I wasn't expecting to see the glossy ibis, but I was happy to find it.
Mm-hmm. Now, they have been spotted on the east coast, but it's just very rare, is it, to see them there where you are?
Yeah, it is rarer. They are becoming more frequent, as you said, which is great to see. They do spend some summers over on the east coast, and they've started to breed in England as well, or they bred for the first time last year in England. So we're just waiting for them to breed over here.
Now, I'm looking at a gorgeous picture of one, and I'm going to ask you to describe it now in a minute so that the rest of us can imagine what you saw. But before we do that, let's have a little listen to the glossy ibis. Pretty impressive sound, Fionn, but what does it look like?
So it superficially just looks like a curlew, except a little bit bigger, I suppose, with black iridescent feathers. So on the face of it, from a distance, it would look like a larger black curlew with a large, long beak that it wades through the mud with. But it has beautiful iridescent feathers that you get sheens of blue, greens and even reds, and that's where the glossy term comes from.
Absolutely gorgeous creature. And why do you think it is that they're being seen a little more often now in Ireland?
Well, they're largely a Mediterranean bird, but the ones that we are getting are probably from southern Europe, as their territory is just expanding and their migratory patterns are changing also. We're not 100% sure. A lot of people think it's just down to global warming. There's a lot of speculation on why their numbers have grown hugely in France, for example. And as I said, they've started to breed in England as well. So I think it's only a matter of time. So it's probably a lot of different reasons.
Mm-hmm. So if they start to have their families here, what are the implications for our own species, or are there any?
To be honest, I wouldn't imagine. I suppose it feeds the same as the curlew here, but that is where it really ends. It's not related to it at all. So while it feeds, it fills the same ecological niche from where it feeds, but it's actually more closely related to herons and spoonbills and egrets and stuff like that. So they actually nest in the trees where a heron would nest, in similar places like that. So they're not going to be in competition, for example, with the curlew, other than their feeding grounds.
Yeah, but there are some, in your field who sort of would be concerned about the food supply for the curlew if this glossy ibis were to decide to set up home here.
Look, I suppose that's down to a matter of opinion. To myself, on my own opinion, I would be on the team side of, there's plenty of food out there. Unfortunately, the curlew didn't need any help in being in trouble. What is affecting our curlew is loss of habitat, and especially breeding ground habitat, and the glossy ibis isn't going to inflict on that at all, because they don't nest on the ground. They nest in trees with the herons and stuff like that.
And listen, what happens when you spot something like this as an ornithologist? I mean, does word go out amongst the community that you need to get down there and see it, or do you just take the win?
No. Well, it depends who you're talking to, I can imagine. I shared it among a few little groups, and, there's always a website called irishbirding.com where good folk can put it up there and essentially just log it. And it's a really good, important database, and it's lovely to see what's going on, and it's always great to share and get people out and seeing these things. And that's what I do when I post them online on my own socials. I want to get people out and looking at these things because they are fantastic to have.
Oh, they are. I mean, that's a beautiful sight. Did anyone else that you know of spot the glossy ibis?
Yeah, no, they're always spotted around the place now. They're slowly becoming more and more frequent spots, which is great. Like, another one is the great white egret. That's another, it's a bigger egret. It's going to, we think, follow suit as well. So there's lots of them popping up, which is great. So they're still uncommon, but, you know, if you get out there and spend enough time, you'll probably find one.
Well, I'm sure you've encouraged more people to get out there, as you say, and have a look and see what they can find. Fionn, thanks so much for joining us. Fionn O'Donoghue there is an ornithologist and a filmmaker.